Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
This Thursday just gets better every minute, man.
You know what you deserve? You deserve good live music. That's what we're bringing to you right now. Mason Summit's in studio, and he's L.A.-based singer-songwriter. Dropped an album back in January called Summer Cold. We're going to hear the title track live right now. Then we'll chat with him a little bit, but let's get right into it. It's Mason Summit live at our Pearl Street Studios.
I've got this summer cold that doesn't seem to pass, and I hope it doesn't last too much longer. I've got this summer cold, and I hope it doesn't spread, so I'll stay here in bed till I'm stronger. From you, you don't cover your mouth when the sick starts to spew, the blue starts a brewing. I caught it from you, I thought I was fine, coughing up blood all of a sudden. This summer cold and dawn is bound to break. I lie here awake through the night. I've got this summer cold, the sun it starts to rise. Me, I shield my eyes from the light. If you only knew all the damage you've wrought, the affliction you brought on this path you have chosen. I skated on ice and I fell right through the cold depths of you. Now here I am frozen. I've got this summer cold. Oh, I've got this summer cold. Oh, I've got this summer cold.
That's Mason Summit, live in studio.
Summer Cold, that's the title track off of his latest release. You can find it anywhere these days. And good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Dude, that put me in a good mood.
Really good vibe.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Dig the lyrics. Dig the melody. And your guitar work's interesting. I really like the extensions. You do a lot of really nice extensions. Thank you for noticing. Yeah.
Well, I have long fingers.
That helps.
And, you know, the guitar you're playing is, you know, got a really small neck, so
yes,
that helps.
Short scale. This has been in the family for a long time.
Yeah, what's the history on that guitar again?
The history of this is a 1963 Gibson Country Western, my dad died 10 years ago, but the month before he died, actually, we were on a road trip to Santa Fe, New Mexico. We stopped in Taos to visit an old friend of his who happened to be moving and had to get rid of a lot of stuff. He was moving to France, and he pulled out this guitar and gave it to us.
Wow. And, that's incredible, man.
My heirloom.
Your dad was Christopher Allport, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Right, and you have really done your research. Good job.
And you started writing music upon his death. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
So about 10 years.
Right. Yeah. Your writing is really mature. I love the intimacy of your writing. I love the intimacy of your words, man. Very
Thank
cool.
you so much.
Yeah. I'm still kind of stuck on that guitar.
So it's not just him. He's got an entirely talented family, though. You come from a talented family.
I'm lucky
right?
to come from an artistic family.
Right.
Definitely.
Everybody's doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom is a poet.
Right.
And literary event producer. My dad was an actor and musician.
Right.
My brother has a PhD in creative writing and is a poet as well. So it was always around.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Was there pressure to be creative?
I don't think so. I don't think there needed to be.
Right.
I think it was just such a natural occurrence,
right.
you know, just to be surrounded by events going on, taken to concerts and different theater events at an early age. It just kind of occurred naturally.
Right. You had the flow. The flow of talent rolled through your house.
That was nice. There was never a decisive moment where I had to like make a decision about what I wanted to do.
Right.
So you started writing about 10 years ago. Is that when you started playing altogether? Or have you been playing guitar and singing for before that?
My dad and I would actually do open mics together. He taught me to play kind of my first start on guitar with a little baby Taylor. And then after he died, I started taking guitar lessons and started taking voice lessons a few years ago. So it's been kind of a gradual thing, but I've been singing for as long as I can remember. The guitar playing was something my dad started me on.
Now, when did your Johnny Cash covers, when did that happen?
That was my first public performance ever was a Johnny Cash song, which was long before my voice had broken. So I was doing it about 3 octaves higher.
What was the song?
It was Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh, beautiful.
At my elementary school.
Yeah. Man,
very convincing.
I just wish I could have kept my boy soprano voice. That was like the best thing I had going for me in my entire life. And then puberty happened.
Yeah. Castratos, right?
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Mason Summit. He's a Santa Monica-based singer-songwriter. Just put out his 4th album called Summer Cold back in January. We heard the title track live in studio. And your girlfriend came through here a few months ago. She was killer.
Yes, Irene Green, back in like May.
She's a talented artist.
She really is.
So not only talented family, but everyone he knows is talented.
He only, associates with talented creative types.
Yeah, Irene is great. That's actually how I found out about you guys. I was here playing guitar for her, and her single came out back in May that I produced.
Right.
And it's a really great platinum baby if you haven't heard it.
Right, beautiful.
Oh, our listeners have heard it.
You've heard it, yeah.
Cool. All right, well, we'd love to hear another song.
Sure.
Yeah, what do you want to play next?
Well, speaking of Irene Green, this is a love song.
Okay.
For your ex-girlfriend. Sorry, Irene.
No, for Irene. But yeah, there are quite a few breakup songs on the album as well.
All right.
For you.
What's this one called?
One Good Thing.
All right. Take it away, brother.
Many times I've tried to make it work in drawn out situations, driving me berserk. With her it's effortless, I'm trapped inside a kiss. Oh, and I could get used to this. Tried to write it off as some schoolboy crush, till I caught myself reacting to a passing touch. And I knew I had to act, I had to face the fact that my strongest walls had cracked. Some people spend their lives just looking for one good thing. I think I found it now, and I'm gonna cling, I'm gonna hold. past. Just saying something so pure can't be made to last. But I persevere because I think there's something here, and I've waited many years. And some people spend their lives just looking for one good thing. I think I've found it now, and I'm gonna cling, I'm gonna hold on. Because I like it when you spill my beer, singing soft into my ear. Some old love song we know well, our story seems to parallel. Some people spend their lives just looking for that one good thing. Me, I know I've found it now, and I'm gonna cling, I'm gonna hold.
Mason Summit live on KX93.5.
That's a love song.
One good thing. And you know what's the best part? It's not your typical love song.
No.
By any, yeah.
No.
Any measure. I really can appreciate the way you are. You don't follow familiar paths, you know, with your writing. You don't go where a lot of listeners want you to take the melody.
Thank you.
Do your own thing. You forge your own way.
Right.
And I really appreciate that in this world of four chord.
He's not a by the numbers guy.
No,
he's really not.
Super creative. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's intelligent and catchy, man. I swear to God, it's all there. It's all the good stuff. It's all the good stuff, man. So, right.
One good thing, that's for Irene, and she's a lucky lady.
So, is there really beer being spilled when she's was that?
Yeah, I guess it was. That was a honeymoon phase thing. I wouldn't say I like it when anyone spills my beer, I guess, really. But,
right.
But I guess it was cute the first time.
Yeah, right.
or so, you know?
After the third or fourth time, baby, I think we got a problem here.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. So you got a few shows coming up here this month.
Yes, I do. I'm happy to be heading up the coast again.
You're at the Silver Lake Lounge, Silver Lake.
Yes.
On the 23rd.
Then you're heading up to Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm. First time playing Soho. I don't know anyone in Santa Barbara, so if you do, definitely come out.
We have listeners in Santa Barbara. People have downloaded the app. There was listeners in Santa Barbara, so if you're listening now, yeah, come on out, man.
Make sure to check them out. That's at Soho Music Club on July 24th.
Yeah, and those first two shows will be with Madeline Mai, who's also a really good kind of soul pop singer. That we're just doing these two shows together, and the rest I'm solo.
Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rest of the summer after that? Then,
rest of the summer after that, I am moving in back to college.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Where do you go?
My junior year at
USC.
Where
do you go to college?
All right.
I'm in the music school there.
All right. Right on.
School of Music.
You know what we used to call you guys at when I went to CSUN?
University of Spoiled Children.
Exactly.
Oh, look at you guys. You're jealous.
It's not true.
It's very accurate.
It is true? Okay.
And
it is true.
We've had a string of scandals this past year, if you haven't heard.
No, we've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully the tuition will be going down accordingly.
Yeah. It won't.
You're a great spokesperson. I bet you're going to get invited back to do the graduation keynote speech.
Now, when you're at school, obviously tough to tour. But
yes.
you still got to play. There still has to be local gigs you can play.
Well, luckily, we're in L.A.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And also, that's my hometown. So it has been an easier transition, I think, than most people coming to school, in that I could keep my same contacts and the venues that I've been playing for years. I can continue that. But as far as getting out of town, yeah, touring is something I can only do on breaks.
Right.
So I did my first one over winter break. now here we are at the end of summer break.
So you did mention you're in the music program. What's your emphasis?
Songwriting.
Nice.
And I actually met Irene Green there. She's a vocal major.
Oh, this
in the
so
pop
cool.
program.
Kismet, man. This
pretty
is
romantic.
Great.
So I'm surrounded by a lot of talented people.
Yeah.
My band also goes there. Yeah.
Yeah, this is working out for you.
It is. Yeah. I have to say. It's a good experience. Fight on.
All right. Well, where can people follow you online? What's the best place to do that?
Everywhere. I've never been a Twitter person, so not there, but everywhere else, I would say.
I use Twitter strictly for politics.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you're involved. You're involved with some progressive movements.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Big
on.
Time.
All right.
I'm.
Your shirt says, "Dare to resist racism, sexism, and homophobia."
That's just a perfect shirt to wear.
It does.
That is perfect.
I got it at USC, FemFest.
Right.
Yes,
on.
I'm working on something that will alienate quite a large audience right now.
Okay.
Gun control song.
All right.
But it'll alienate the right people.
Right.
So good for you.
Right.
I don't really mind.
So you're like in the middle of writing a gun. You're writing it right
it's,
now.
It's all mastered and ready to go.
Oh.
It's recorded, mixed, and mastered. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to kind of get the word out.
Send it to us the minute you get it, man.
Thank you.
Yes.
I will.
We will get the word out.
But
the words out. Is there multiple words in the song?
Yes, more than one word.
All right, okay.
For sure.
Also, you might want to hide your guitar because I've seen Zach has not taken his eye off your guitar since you've been here.
Oh, I'm going to play
it. Yeah, you can check
it. Oh, I'm going to play it.
Yeah, good. Thank you. I'm glad to pull it out for someone who appreciates
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
man. As soon as I saw that pick guard design.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so beautiful. All right, well, if you're just tuning in, we've been speaking with Mason Summit. He performed a couple songs live in studio. If you missed any part of this session, it'll be on our website, kx935.com. Just go to podcasts and you'll find it there later this afternoon. We're going to say goodbye with a studio version of a tune. What would you like us to pull up?
Let's pull up the single from the record, which is called Stick It Out.
Okay.
Stick It Out, the final track of the record.
A lot more upbeat.
Cool. Well, Mason, thank you so much for coming down. We
thank
had a great time,
so
and we look forward to having you back.
Likewise.
And to hearing the gun control song.
Yes,
yeah, that's
going
to be cool.
All right. Take care, brother.
You too.
A fly in this fly paper bed. Been up for days. Toes up to my head, a general. Still I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. If it makes me blow my top, lead me to the lever that will make all of this stop. I'm gonna stick it out for however long it takes. I'm gonna stick it out till my mind and body break. I'm gonna stick it out. Down to the root just to see where it starts. Evidence I can't refute points to a broken heart. Still gonna get to the bottom of this. Uncover the cause. The remote control that alternates between rewind and pause. I'm gonna stick it out. Stick it out for now.